Now, almost 1,500 people, or just over 1,500 people, are on the social housing waiting list in the Killarney area. That's according to figures provided at the recent Killarney Municipal District meeting. 1,543 people are awaiting social housing. That includes from other municipal districts who've indicated Killarney as one of their three areas of choice with regards to what is needed. And overall in the county, of course, there is a severe shortage of housing, which leaves locals unable to find homes. It leaves people unable to find rented accommodation, and it all adds to the pressure on our housing crisis. Well, with that in mind, what do you make of our first story this morning? Maurice Barrett got in touch with us. He's looking to develop housing in the Kerries, in Tralee, Kerries East specifically, in order to finish off a housing estate of which he built about 8 houses in years gone by. There's a number of what he regards as infill sites waiting to be built on. He went back in for planning, and a pre-planning meeting was effectively told because of the new county development plan 2022 to 2028. He will not get planning for these, as I said, what he regards as infill sites. He cannot understand it, given there's houses already there, there are services already there, and we're in the midst of a housing crisis. I spoke to him yesterday. First of all, asked him to tell me where he was intending to build.
Kerries East, yeah, it's only 1.5 kilometres from Tralee Town.
Okay, and you were
overlooking Tralee Bay, a beautiful area, yeah.
Yeah, so you were you built an original housing estate there a number of years ago, is that right?
That's right, yeah, of 8 houses.
Okay.
8 sites, 7 buildings, there's 1 house under construction at the moment, yeah.
Okay, so there's other areas of land here that you, like when you were looking at this originally, you said obviously with finances and engaging contractors and everything, I'd build these houses, and is it, what was the overall plan, shall we say?
Back then it was just the 8 sites, but to gain access to the estate, which has been taken in charge by Kerry County Council, you have to travel through these vacant sites. And I see them as being infill sites, and I think that I should be entitled to planning permission for them on that basis. All the money is spent, the services are there, street lights, footpaths, and broadband and so on and so forth. And it seems it beggars belief not to make use of it.
So that's all there because of the original properties that were built?
Yes.
All of those services?
Yes.
Footpaths, lighting, ESB, everything that's
everything.
You need.
It's there.
Okay. So your intention was you'd build these. How many more buildings do you want to build? How many more houses do you want to build?
I would hope for 4 to 5.
Okay. Okay.
That would finish the these lots, which were basically left idle.
Okay. So
it would be nice. It would finish the estate as such.
Yes.
And it would be nicer to drive in there because you're not going through farmland to get to an estate.
Yes. Okay. So you went around getting planning, the normal course of events. You had a pre-planning meeting. What happened?
I got a letter back from the area planner saying that it's in a rural situation and it doesn't if I can get the document there.
I have it here. Please be advised the following observations, comments by the area planner in relation to proposed development. Proposed outline planning permission for 4 or 5 houses. As previously advised, the proposed application site is located outside of the Tralee Town boundary on lands designated rural area under significant urban influence under the County Development Plan 2022 to 2028, where applicants must demonstrate compliance with the provisions of Objective KCDP, that's Kerry County Development Plan 514. There is no provision for multi-unit residential development under this designation. The proposal would therefore be contrary to Objective KCDP 514 as outlined above. So, in other words, that's a no,
yes,
effectively.
It is.
Because it doesn't align with the County Development Plan's objectives.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Okay. What's your reaction to that?
My reaction is that this doesn't make any sense. We're in the middle of a housing crisis. We have a wonderful factory from Carrigan Estellas, a world-known pharmaceutical factory, building its new development in Munster University in Tralee. And they're looking for houses, as everybody else is looking for houses. These sites are there, they're serviced, the roads are there, the street lights are there, in the name of God, what's it there for, sheep?
Yeah.
Yeah. It don't make no sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make no sense. It has never made sense.
You're not starting from scratch. You're not putting in a new housing estate. This is infill, which would complement and be the same as the other houses.
Yeah. And you know, it's just beggar's belief, as I said, you know, that it was just left there.
Okay. All right. Well, look, what I did find under Objective 514 of the Kerry County Development Plan, it says the following in the context of, you know, setting out the strategic plan. And this development plan only came in last year.
Yeah.
It's for last year until 2028. In other rural areas, accommodating demand for permanent residential development as it arises, subject to good sustainable planning practice in matters such as design, location, wastewater treatment and the protection of important landscapes and environmentally sensitive areas. Preference should be given to renovation, restoration, alteration or extension of existing dwellings on the landholding before construction or consideration of the construction of a new house. So that's the provision that they're saying your plan for four or five new houses falls foul of.
Yeah.
Renovate an old house before you build a new house. What's your reaction to that?
As I already said a moment ago, it doesn't make any sense. You know, I mean, this section of roadway with the services around it would cost $250,000 to put in place. Why not use it? Why not grant permission? It's in an existing estate anyway.
It doesn't seem to make any sense to you that they would say stop here. What will happen? Obviously, the planning went through originally. Was it 2005? You got original planning for the original seven or eight houses.
Yeah.
So they, it wasn't an issue then, obviously, under the old plan that they had.
Well, I have to say, at that time, I had a golf course in the Kerrys and it closed at that time, and I am extremely grateful to Kerry County Council for granting me permission at that stage for eight houses. That meant I paid off my loans, which meant that I saved the taxpayer paying Anglo-Irish Bank for money that I borrowed. I paid back myself. Cleared my debts.
Yes.
But
living in the houses. And there are no people living in the houses.
They're all, yeah.
And they're all sold. We need new houses.
Yeah.
Because we're facing a housing crisis.
Yeah.
And you're embarking to build four to five.
Yeah.
But you're being met with a no under the new plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Wastewater treatment, there would be septic tanks.
It's a septic tank or group septic tank, whichever the council decides.
Sure. Is there any possibility that that's what's not complying with this 514, that it's an environmentally sensitive area? Could that be? I don't know. Maybe you don't know. Could that be a possible reason why we don't want to build houses in this area with septic tanks? We'd rather to renovate old existing ones rather than building new ones. Could that be a possibility?
Well, I mean, there's developments of 16 houses with septic tanks, like, you know, it should not.
You can't see how that'd be a reason.
Yeah. No.
Okay. And look, are you at a brick wall here now, from the point of view of what you've been saying?
I pretty much am. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why you're struggling to understand it from the point of view of the houses being there already and the point of view of the pressure that is on to
supply
get more houses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No. Morris, what would you say, look, just playing devil's advocate to somebody who says, well, you know, it might suit you. However, this new development plan, they spent a long time at it. They were talking about it and trying to figure out the right thing. And just because there's pressure of a housing crisis doesn't mean you should automatically build houses in a particular area, that we have to stick by some sort of a plan, and that someone should go and build them in other areas where they're more needed, perhaps, or allowed. What's your response to that?
My response is simple. If that estate was bought closer to where I live and there wasn't a gap of rural lands between my house and that estate, I would say they're absolutely right. But because the estate is pushed back and because the facilities are there, why in the name of God Almighty, in the present crisis, would you leave them just there?
What is going to happen to the land if nothing's built on it?
You can't build it on it.
Nothing can happen with it.
You're street lights for the sheep.
Yeah, pretty much. And I can see from the maps here, that you're showing me, I can see the footpaths, I can see the lighting, it's there. It's going right
there.
Past the...
It's all there. And it's only a short distance from the town.
Yeah.
And it's an extremely sought after area.
Would it be your argument, just a final point to this, would it be your argument that, you know, notwithstanding the county development plan that has been set out and the objectives in that plan as stated there on this 514, that it's failing to have regard in this particular instance for what's already gone before? Like, they're applying this provision as if the whole thing was greenfield and there was no houses on it.
100%.
That's what they're doing. And your argument is, open your eyes, yeah, see what's there already, yeah, and that should clear this, yes, land under from that provision.
Yes, for the residents who are reading it already, it will look much more nicer if it's finished.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, look, it's an interesting one. We're going to put it to the council and we'll see what they will say with regards to this. But thanks very much for outlining it. I can hear your frustration in your voice with it. You're willing to build houses. You think it makes perfect sense. We'll see what they say. But Morris, thanks for coming in to me.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
We're going to turn our attention now and keep it with property and keep it with the housing situation that we are in and the planning situation that we're in as well. You would have heard at the start of the programme we had an interview with Maurice Barrett, who can't understand why he's being denied planning. A pre-planning meeting resulted in his being told he was unlikely to get planning permission to build 4 to 5 houses in Kerry's East Tralee, despite the fact that it's effectively finishing off a housing estate to which all services are already there. And he was putting out that case. We've put a question into Kerry County Council in relation to that. Well, on foot of that, Angie Bailey, who is a candidate running for Fine Gael in this year's local elections, contacted us with her own story. Angie, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing?
Good, very good. Now, you've been going door to door. You're saying it's not just the builders who are frustrated with the planning process.
No, I have. I started going door to door there a few weeks ago and to tell the truth, I don't think I was really expecting the level of information and the level of detail that people would give me, because at the end of the day, really, I'm an unknown. I'm brand new to this election, I suppose, this election stuff. But so many people, Jerry, in so many different areas are absolutely devastated by the lack of planning. And it's not just the lack of planning. It seems to be all the exact same reasons that are given for the planning refusals. And that's that the use of the road or the car numbers on the road have reached their limit. And you have to respect the fact that roads can be difficult to pull out and there is a lot of traffic on the road. And in fact, the thing we hear most on the doors is the speed, that everyone wants speed reduced. But with the planning, you've got families who've been there taking care of elderly parents, and they've got percolation on the site, they own their own land, and they're refused planning. And that means then this young family moves away from the elderly couple. And one woman in particular, her husband had had a stroke, she couldn't look after her husband. She was absolutely devastated at the door, Jerry. And, you know, that's the older side of the community. When you look at the younger side of the community, Kerry has a rich heritage and vibrant communities. We have a fantastic GAA scene, but by not allowing planning in specific areas, you don't have children. We met one man yesterday who has, he said his child is the only child on a stretch of road that lasts for miles. He says their GAA community is gone. They now have to go either to the left or to the right, to the nearest towns, to be able to play GAA football. And our rural communities are the backbone of Kerry, and we need to foster our strong bonds. We need to bring about this sense of belonging. We need to maintain this sense of belonging. And it just seems that with these blanket rules for refusing planning based on the road usage, without looking into the actual factors, were people living here previously? Is there a real need to the community, whether that need comes through volunteering that people do, the attachments they have to the local area, whether it be that these young families are now looking after their aging parents? You know, a blanket refusal doesn't take into account all the different factors that come into
the
play
individual
when people are looking to build a home.
Yeah,
yes,
the individual
Jerry.
Circumstances.
And it's heartbreaking.
Okay. I take the point and clearly the frustration that's there, but you know, planning hasn't been designed and can't cater for individual circumstances of every individual family, that you have to come up with a set of rules, as difficult as it is, as best you can to signify, I suppose, the sustainability and the way in which sustainable housing development should go. It's hard, what you said, response, it's hard to target individually to one particular stretch of road and say we'll allow planning here but we won't allow planning there.
Absolutely, and the residents also spoke about that. They mentioned that and they said, you know, that if the council was able to take into consideration the time these people had already been living at home. Their cars are already there. They're already making use of the road. They may be living with their parents for several years, as some of the residents that I spoke to were. How are they contributing to the local area? Are they volunteering, maybe, whether it be in the GAA, in their local community, in the church, whatever it may be? So what are they providing to the locality? And what would the locality lose as a result of having these people move away? So, you know, you can't say that, okay, well, here in A, you can build as many houses as you want, but then in B and C. And I perfectly see the reasons planning have. I mean, in town, I'm all for building up. You know, I think that this building out... You know, we don't have the land. The argument is,
Angie, it's we've a proliferation in some places of one-off housing, and that requires services, and you're going long distances with services, the affordability of that, the trying to bring everything to everybody's home, no matter how spread out they are. It's much more sustainable and economic to have people grouped together in communities, in social interactive areas, rather than one-off houses 10, 15 or 4 or 5 miles out of town. That, what do you say to that argument, that that's the direction of travel the county wants to go in or planning?
I say what does that do to rural Ireland and our vibrant
communities? The argument against it is people are being forced into towns, but the government say that that's not the idea. It's to make communities, to build communities and make them more sustainable.
Well, I think, I mean, Gerry, even if you think of maybe communities that you know and places around rural Ireland that you know, our tourism is built on this. We have this, people come to Ireland, they end up with a grow for a community because they can see the connections that people have. If you start breaking up these connections, it's more of this, the big city is the way to go. It's more of this, we'll focus on the large people. Kerry people already feel forgotten. As it is, they feel that everything happens in Dublin. There's nobody taking care of us down here. And I'm hearing it every single door I go to. People feel that they're not being listened to. They think that, it doesn't matter what we think because it only happens, it only matters what happens in the bigger towns and in the bigger cities. We've been forgotten about. You know, you can see it in the small businesses, you can see it with the families just trying to kind of make do with what they have. And if you're taking care of a parent, like where does that leave that elderly parent who can't mind themselves? The services in the HSE, as we all know, they're already stretched enough. So they're not going to be sending people out to look after individual cases. The family, we're all told, is our own responsibility, so we're kind of being encouraged to look after our own. But if you can't live locally to your own, then who does that responsibility go to? And in particular, when people put their hand up and say, yes, I want to take care of my mother, I want to live close by, and I want to deal with all of her needs as she ages, and in the meantime, start my own family here, send them to the local school, the local GAA clubs, and build and continue and develop the community that we already have.
You
can't focus everything on the towns.
That opens up the debate, Angie, then, to like whether we need to, and it's been talked about, where we need to develop a different style of housing in this county, a different style of option for people as they go into their older years, of assisted living, of communities of older people with health supports, maybe even, I suppose, the requirement to allow people to provide for planning to build on to their own houses, smaller dwellings for family members who may move there. But then you're saying, well, you'll have to move from where you lived all your life. There's no one easy answer, I suppose, to it in terms of providing care.
Yeah, that there isn't. And also I've met a lot of people as well who just want that. They want, if they can't build a house, then they're looking to have a small area built on for the parents in law or the parents. Yeah. But that's also, you can't build anything that is going to be used as a place of residence without planning. And the planning process is quite slow. B, it seems to just be driven by these blanket rules that don't look into individual cases, and you wonder why having these smaller little places, is that not the exact same? Because you still have the same issue with the route, with the road being used.
Yeah.
And the residential communities are great, but you have to want that. I'll tell you, Gerry, if my mother in the morning needed my support, there's a lot of hope in China. I'd be putting her into a residential unit for older people because she's mine. You know, she raised me, and the people are of the same attitude. They want to be the ones to support their parents.
No, but I'm not talking about nursing homes. I'm talking about her own home as part of a wider community where health supports are there as an option, of which there isn't enough in the county. But that's the wider question. Angie, final point. You're running for Fine Gael. Fine Gael are in power in one form or another since 2011, 13 years now. Mm-hmm. Have they dropped the ball in planning, or are you going to feed your concerns further up the line?
I'm absolutely going to feed my concern up the line, and I've already been sending several emails looking for clarification on lots of different issues. I think that it's not necessarily that they're off the ball, but I think that a lot of issues from rural Ireland are maybe further down the list of priorities than I would like to see them. And I think we need to have strong voices to develop this and to bring this up. And I think, you know, the more people we can have shouting out from Kerry to say, this is what's happening, this is what the people are saying. I mean, for every single candidate running for local election, the information they're gathering at the doors is invaluable. I mean, I'm a researcher, and I'm looking at this data and saying there are so many researchers who would kill for this data, because it's true, honest to God data that's primary sources, and this is what the local community is saying.
Yeah.
But what do we do then with this
power,
data?
Angie, if you're successfully elected, the other question is, will you have the power to do anything about this? One of the complaints is we have an overly centralised system of government. It's been going that way for the last 30 years. And what would your response be to say, well, you're only councillors, well, sure, what can you do about it? All the power's in Dublin.
I think that comes down again to having a strong voice and to refusing to be silenced and refusing to shut up when you know when a matter matters to the people you're representing. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're brought in to do, to be a voice for the people. And if you fail to do that, then maybe it's time to move on.
Okay.
You know, and do
all right,
something
Angie,
else.
Thanks very much for talking to us about that. That's Angie Bailey there, running for Fine Gael in the local elections coming up this June. Giving her view on what she's hearing on the doorsteps with regards to the planning system that we have.